This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces bombarded scores of towns in Ukraine on Christmas Day as Russian President Vladimir Putin said he was open to negotiations, a stance Washington has dismissed as posturing because of continued Russian attacks. An advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Putin needed to return to reality and acknowledge it was Russia that did not want talks. Putin said his country was ready to, quote, negotiate some acceptable outcomes with Ukraine. He made the remarks in a state television interview excerpts, which were broadcast on Sunday. He said that, quote, it's not us who refuse talks, it's them. Putin also said that Moscow has no other choice and said he believes the Kremlin was, quote, acting in the right direction. Quote, we're defending our national interests, the interests of our citizens, our people, he said. Several non-governmental organizations say they will stop working in Afghanistan because of the Taliban's move to ban female staff. Neil Turner is Norwegian Refugee Council's country director in Afghanistan.
We have complied with all cultural norms, and we simply can't work without our dedicated female staff who are essential for us to be able to access women who are in desperate need of assistance.
He says the timing of the announcement is particularly troubling to the people of Afghanistan.
This comes at the worst possible time when the economy of Afghanistan is collapsing and we need women as part of the workforce to enable the economy to recover.
The Taliban ordered all NGOs to immediately stop female staff from coming to work, quote, until further notice. This is VOA News. Taiwan's defense ministry said on Monday China's military sent 71 planes and 7 ships toward Taiwan in a 24-hour display of force directed at the island. The activity came after China expressed anger at Taiwan-related provisions in a U.S. annual defense spending bill passed on Saturday. China's military harassment of self-ruled Taiwan, which claims as its own territory, has intensified in recent years, and the Communist Party's People's Liberation Army has sent planes or ships towards the island on a near daily basis. A deadly blizzard pummeled the city of Buffalo in western New York State on Christmas Day, trapping people in their cars, causing power outages, and raising the death toll to at least 34 from a severe winter storm system that has swept the United States. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
We are in a war. This is a war with Mother Nature.
Governor Kathy Hochul on Sunday called the blizzard that hit her hometown, quote, historic.
And this will go down in history as the most devastating storm in Buffalo's long storied history of having battled many battles.
A powerful winter storm that caused frigid temperatures from the northern Great Plains to the U.S.-Mexico border was moving east on Sunday after knocking out power to millions late last week and causing flight cancellations during the busy holiday travel period.
Immigrant aid groups said on Sunday busloads of migrants were dropped over Christmas weekend near U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's residence in Washington amid freezing temperatures, having traveled from the southwest border in Texas. Approximately about 110 to 130 of the migrants seeking asylum in the United States, many of them families with children, were placed on buses by Texas officials, according to a relief agency working with the city of Washington, D.C. Texas has bused thousands of migrants to Washington, New York City, and Chicago in what some critics have labeled a stunt amid a national debate over the high levels of immigrant arrivals along the U.S. southern border. Designated Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a rare rebuke of his presumed coalition allies for saying they would advance laws allowing discrimination against LGBTQ people, pledging there would be no harm to their rights by his new government. Netanyahu said the remarks, quote, are unacceptable to me and to members of Likud, and that the coalition agreement, quote, does not allow discrimination against LGBTQ or harming their right to receive services like all other Israeli citizens. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.